An Orthodox synagogue on the Lower East Side is in danger of closing. It's a shtibl, which is a smaller synagogue that Jewish immigrants built into tenement apartment building.
And until the 1930s, these synagogues lined East Broadway. But today, there are just one or two that remain on Shtibl Row.
As Christina Makaya reports, their closure symbolizes a big shift for the neighborhood.
I think the short answer is no, that most urban areas throughout
today,
the world
East Broadway
really
looks like any avenue on the Lower East Side. But behind the Thai restaurants and renovated apartment buildings lie traces of a once thriving Jewish community. Stamped on the brick wall of a brownstone is a weathered sign. Its blue paint is peeling, and its faded Hebrew letters read Agudath Israel, Youth of Manhattan. It marks one of the few remaining Orthodox synagogues on a stretch of East Broadway, once known as Shtibl Row.
They were taking over every apartment there. You'd have five floors, you'd have five different synagogues.
Bradley Shaw is a historian with the Lower East Side Jewish Conservancy. He gives walking tours, so he knows the neighborhood well.
The 2.5 million Jews who settled on the Lower East Side, they had come in 1880s, and they didn't speak the language, and they weren't making a lot of money, so they had to live in the tenements, and they're living in these all of 600 square foot apartments with 10 people.
So, like many groups that once immigrated to New York City, Jews started moving out, resettling in places like the Bronx, Brooklyn, and Queens. As a result, shtibls like Agudath Israel, Youth of Manhattan, have a problem. There aren't enough people to lead prayer services, so many of these synagogues have closed, but new groups quickly started moving in.
This is an immigrant neighborhood. This went from being German to being Jewish to being Puerto Rican to being South American, and now it's gentrifying. Now the hipsters are moving in there.
100 years ago, the Lower East Side was considered the capital of Jewish America, but today, more than half of its population is Asian and Hispanic. Now the neighborhood is super trendy, and those small apartments that used to house 10 people are going for over $5,000. That's more than the West Village. So, as shtibls close down, businesses catering to newer residents are opening. Right down the block from Agudath Israel, Youth of Manhattan, is a deli where you can buy a bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato sandwich. Definitely not kosher. According to Rebecca Coburn, a professor of Jewish history at Columbia University, the transformation of Shtibl Row is just another example of New York City's ever-evolving nature.
This used to be the main center for Jewish life, East European Jewish life, and therefore Orthodoxy, but everything has shifted across the 20th century. It speaks to how New York develops over time. One community succeeds another community.
And Lauren Forsch represents a typical resident today. She lives in a co-op on Grand Street built by Jewish garment workers. She also owns a local business, a CBD shop.
We're going around the corner.
And she's Jewish.
Yeah, I mean, people move, people die, and so you have to make changes.
And changes have already been made. Stop by East Broadway now and you'll see millennials walking their dogs, trendy cafes, and art galleries. But museums and conservancies in the area are preserving the Lower East Side's Jewish history. And for those looking for a synagogue, you can always go to the outer boroughs. Christina Makaya, Uptown Radio News.